Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about 10 things that have changed, that will change America forever. 10 things that many are not paying attention to. As I said in the early portion of the broadcast, it's like watching a magician carry out a magical act. He wants you to watch one hand while he's doing the sleight of hand with his other hand. And that's what we see taking place in America today. One of those first things that's primary on my list of things that we see changing with the tectonic change is what I have called the government control of the churches. The government control of the churches. And ladies and gentlemen, we've allowed the government to step in and to prove in a test case that all the government has to do is say there's a crisis, and therefore you need to shut the church down. Now, I'm adamantly opposed to that. You've heard me say this for the past 8 weeks in particular on this broadcast in relationship to what we see happening with the coronavirus and what was perpetrated as a real pandemic and a real deadly thing. And we're seeing the lie that's been perpetrated carried out on America. One of the end results of that is the government control of the churches. And that won't go back to a natural, normal case, ladies and gentlemen. That will not go back to our First Amendment with the religious liberties as we have always known them. The second major thing that we see taking place in America as a result of the shroud of darkness with the pandemic, with the coronavirus, and what has taken place as a result of it, is the cancellation of the Second Amendment rights. During the pandemic, mayors and governors and the Democratic Socialists have canceled the Second Amendment rights, to the right to keep and bear arms. In fact, it has been something that has been not been touted or talked about or broadcast on any of our major networks, including Fox News, We've not talked about the fact that across the nation, differing mayors from Washington State to Oregon to Colorado to California to New York New Orleans, we've had mayors and governors that have taken the position that during the course of this pandemic, during the course of this coronavirus, that somehow, some way, guns and ammo, weapons, are the enemy, and they should be canceled or banned or in some way circumvented. Here's an article that says, NRA: Dems are using pandemic to eliminate semi-automatic guns. A bill introduced by U.S. Representative Hank Johnson, Democrat of Georgia, quote, would leave law-abiding Americans defenseless, he is charged with. At a time when our nation struggles, everyone's first and foremost concern is for safety of themselves and their loved ones. However, this doesn't stop Representative Hank Johnson, Democrat of Georgia, from pushing a massive gun grab bill in the U.S. House of Representatives, the group said. The bill is H.R. 5717. The Gun Violence Prevention and Community Safety Act is nothing new, the NRA explained, but it is similar to the plan proposed recently by Elizabeth Warren, Democratic Massachusetts. H.R. 5717 includes banning semi-automatic firearms like AR-15s, a federal licensing scheme for all gun purchases, universal background check, unconstitutional red flag laws, and other anti-gun proposals that have already been introduced, according to the NRA. A fact check by USA Today concluded the bill would ban all automatic assault weapons. They're called assault weapons, ladies and gentlemen. The egregious overreaching proposals are part of the Michael Bloomberg gun control playbook, of which would leave all law-abiding citizens in America defenseless during a critical time, according to the NRA's report. It's about a five-page article. I just read 2.5 paragraphs out of that, ladies and gentlemen. But what they want to make, we're talking about the changing that has taken place in America, the tectonic change. That is what I call the irreversible change that's taken place. Ladies and gentlemen, as you have heard me say before, and at the risk of redundancy, let me say again, it is factual, without any equivocation, God created government. But God created government as God's minister, as God's servant, as God's slave, if you will, Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7 is very, very clear. And I'm not going to try to exegete that, but just simply refer you to that. And the purpose for government, according to the Word of God, is that government will be a servant of God. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, we have multitudes today that are agnostics, anti-God, atheist, and are Islamic, and are other anti-God, anti-Christian mindsets, and they have no interest in being a servant or a slave to God in the role of government. And government's role, according to Romans chapter 13, is to prosecute evil and to protect good. And we're seeing that reversed on us today. And the reversal has taken place in a major shift during the course of this shutdown of America because of the coronavirus. And we're watching the cancellation of the Second Amendment rights, the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. In fact, Governor Northam in Virginia has signed about 212 bills. Hear me, about 212 bills, and it could have been more than that. The last number that I read was 212. He has signed into law 212 bills, and several of those, in fact, I believe the number is about 14 of those bills, were explicitly gun control bills, bills designed to counter, to cancel, to eviscerate our Second Amendment rights. Perhaps you say, well, that's just in Virginia. It doesn't affect the balance of America. Oh, but yes, it does, because whatever one governor or one mayor seems to be able to get by with and his many, that's M-I-N-I, tyranny approach as a small dictator, then as a result of that, the other counties and the other governors and the other states will try to implement those. And Governor Northam has introduced and a bill and has signed into law a bill which orders guns and ammo sales to be able be basically at the whim of the government and not based on our constitutional rights. In fact, one of the things in the bills that's been signed by Governor Northam is the what's called the universal background check. And that might sound honorable on the face of it, universal background. We already have background checks, ladies and gentlemen. But universal background check means that if I want to give my one of my weapons to my wife for her protection, she's got to go, we've got to go to a gun, a federally licensed gun dealer, have that gun dealer to run a background check on her before I can transfer ownership or use of that weapon to her. And it's supposed to be, ladies and gentlemen, to close the loopholes to stop people from being able to get a weapon. But, ladies and gentlemen, there are teeth in it further than just the legislation. When they put the enabling legislation with the rules and regulations, it will absolutely shut down in the state of Virginia the potentiality of the freedom to use our Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. That's where it's headed, ladies and gentlemen, as a result of what we see taking place with the governors and the mayors and this pandemic that's allowing them at the shroud of darkness. Listen, all of these bills were passed in Virginia and other state houses, ladies and gentlemen, while people could not gather, while you were ordered by law, by rule and regulation, not official law across America by governors and mayors, that you could not gather, you could not be more than 6 foot apart, you could not come out of your home, you're in a shutdown state to hide under the beds. As a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, these bills ought to be reversed, the laws ought to be reversed on the premise, the basis that it was not open dialogue, not open discussion. People did not have an opportunity to have input to their congressman in any fashion. It was forced through because of a Democratic, Socialist, Marxist House of Representatives and Senate in the state of Virginia, with a liberal, absolute, unhinged governor in the state of Virginia, Governor Northam. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. Brother Davis here.
Good morning, Brother Davis. Good to hear your voice.
Yes, sir. A very good discussion on today, and I think there are a lot of relevant points that you brought out on today that are being hidden, things that they have on their agenda that's happening right up under our noses without notice. I don't think the church or many people are paying very close attention to what's actually happening. But one point I want to say here, and I'll let you get back to the broadcast. Very good. I'm enjoying it today. I feel like all of this money that they're giving away, the stimulus money, I mean, if the country is already in a deficit, if they keep giving away money, I think that they're trying to bankrupt the Federal Reserves so that they could bring in that cashless society that they've always been wanting to bring in. And I think we're going to find ourselves in a great, much deeper hole than what we're in whenever that ever happens. You know, I just wanted to say that on today. Thank you.
Well, hang on there. Don't go away yet. Listen, let's have a little dialogue about that. One of the things that most people are not aware of, and you are, and I'm thankful for that, multitudes are not, is the fact that in these, quote, stimulus bills that they're passing, the money is simply fiat dollars. It's printed money. They're running the Federal Reserve presses 24/7 to just print new money and flush the marketplace with dollars. And as a result of that, our caller is exactly right. Brother Davis is right. By the way, he pastors up in South Georgia. Loves the Lord, knows the Word, stands for the Word. I'm thankful. We need more pastors like Pastor Davis, ladies and gentlemen. We need more that will take a stand and face the issues properly from a biblical perspective. But he's exactly right. We're flooding the market, and those dollars are dollars that we do not own. That, by the way, it is an interesting fact. Those dollars that are going out are printed fiat money, and it boils down to then to back that, it's further indebtedness to China. China is the one that will back those dollars that we're putting out that we do not have the funds to do so. If we had to balance the books today in America, we would be in such a deficit position that we would be considered bankrupt as an entity, as a nation, and yet we're doing that. And Brother Davis, the whole idea behind that, you understand it, is to flood the economy with the free dollars in the hands of people that would prevent them from wanting to work and bring in the era of socialism. In fact, I've got a number of articles on that subject where we're watching the standing up of a socialistic society in America because of the free dollars. In fact, I'll talk about it further, but I'll bring it up at this point. AOC has even said that there needs to be a workers' rebellion in America. AOC says that American workers should refuse to work and that American government should send every worker $2,000 a month, but that worker ought not to be required to go back to work at all. Brother Davis, how do you respond to that, and how does this affect the churches is the bottom line that I look at with every nuance of the discussion.
Well, I think the church community should always consult the Word of God when it comes down to issues like this, because we have it already written in there that if a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. And AOC, I'm trying to wonder, what is she getting at? Does she mean the actual people that live in America that have a job? Should they go ahead and protest about working? Or are she talking about the immigrant workers that she wants to bring in, undocumented? Which class does this fit the most? I'm just wondering, you know, what's her train of thought there?
Well, based on the articles that I've read on the subject, and it's a good insight that you have on that, based on the review that I've had on the subject, she's talking about every worker, those that are already working, every worker. But of course, she wants, just as Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer wants, they want to include in one of, not this, if not this one, the next stimulus bill. They're talking about having four total stimulus bills, ladies and gentlemen, that most are not aware of. And they're talking about now bill number four that they're already working on, even though they just had one signed today. They're talking about even another. And in the new stimulus bill, they want to have that so that they will include voting by mail without any identification. They want to include in that income without work for every illegal alien that's in the United States of America, every undocumented worker that's in America, so that every undocumented worker, if whether he's working or not, will receive funds. And then the top of the list that Nancy Pelosi is wanting, and the Socialist Marxist Communist Party, they're wanting us to have election, even November the 3rd this year for the presidential election. They're wanting to have it included in the next stimulus bill that it would be by mail without any restriction or requirement for identification. Brother Davis, I believe that it's time Christians sit up, take notice, and understand what's happening, and say we're not going to allow America to be destroyed. Because Christians ought to be the salt of the earth. We should be the ones that are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And we're not being salt and we're not being light. And as a result of that, I believe we're seeing the diminishing of the church and the diminishing of our constitutional republic. And it calls on Christians to pray, and to seek God's face. And I'm thankful for your stand.
Amen. And can I say too, Dr. Youngblood, I think if we will check the information that we have already available to us as far as the working class society is concerned, we don't have a plus in our column when it comes down to many who are willing to work. We already have a lot of people that's sitting back looking for, can I say, depending upon entitlement. And I think that's been a great problem for us already. So why would we add to that situation by having this thing to come to pass and further bring any more burdens down on us than what we can already handle?
You're exactly right, brother. And I pray that we'll, our listeners will take heed to what you've just said. We will be admonished to be alert and awake and watch what's happening and understand the tectonic shift that's taking place in America today. Brother Davis, thank you so much for your call, for your insight, and for your questions and comments. It's added so much to the broadcast today. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the changing in America. And I have outlined some what I call the 10 major changes that we see taking place that will irreversibly change America, that will never go back to normal. We're talking about government control of the churches. And don't you dare believe that the government's not in control of the churches today. And as a result of churches across America putting the hand to the window and allowing the government to reimburse them for payroll, et cetera, while the churches have been forced to be closed, that will put the church in a further position of being obligated to listen to, obey, and follow government directives and orders. Secondly, we're watching, as a result of the pandemic and the shrouding of these things taking place, we're watching the cancellation of our Second Amendment rights by governors and mayors across America. And they're talking about the red flag laws being expanded. The red flag laws were expanded in some of the gun bills passed in the state of Virginia. Red flag law, for those that are not familiar with it, simply means that a friend, a relative, a neighbor, a coworker, or an enemy of yours could call in and say that you have a weapon. They know that you own a weapon. You're acting strange. You're a danger to them and a danger to society. And all that takes is that surreptitious call that's anonymous telephone call to a local police department. And the police then can go to your door the next morning before dark, or that evening at dark, and stomp the door in, come in, search your home, take any weapons, lock you up, and take you down to be tested for some 14 days without any warrant, without any reason other than an anonymous telephone call. So the red flag laws have destroyed multitudes across America, with the 17 states that already have those red flag laws. And that has just been passed in the state of Virginia, and other states also have also worked on that. They're talking about a red flag law on a federal level. The third thing, ladies and gentlemen, not only the government control of the churches, the government cancellation of the Second Amendment, but the absolute government opening the door for the LGBTQ sodomite agenda to take precedence over our religious liberties and freedom of speech. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know of anything that's any more horrific than that. The governor in Virginia just signed into law a bill that provides protection for the sodomite LGBTQ group. This new law, ladies and gentlemen, makes it illegal. Listen to me. This new law that's been signed, the bill that's been signed into law by the governor in Virginia, while people were sequestered, while people were mandated to stay at home, while churches were closed down, while pastors, Christians, and religious leaders were not saying one thing, not listening, not watching, not being alert, not being aware of what's taking place, this bill was signed into law. It's a protection for the sodomite LGBT group, especially in the state of Virginia. Other states have already done so, but theirs is the most far-reaching and I believe the most devastating. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, it's a carbon copy of House Bill 5 that 240 representatives in the U.S. House of Representatives signed and passed, and it's now in the Senate with some 46 senators having already signed on, that if it ever sees light of day, if it's ever signed into law by the president, this or a future president, it will close churches across America. If any pastor, any Christian, any church says anything negative about the sodomite community, it will put publishing houses in the position that you cannot publish any book that would be negative to the sodomite lifestyle. This is now the law in the state of Virginia today, ladies and gentlemen. It is part of the organizational structure that's designed to make what the LGBTQ community, what they have wanted now for quite some time, it makes it become real. It puts it in the position that a Christian, a church, a pastor cannot openly say, "Thus saith the word of God." The Bible says that God has given the sodomites over to a reprobate mind. Romans chapter 1, verses 28 through 32. A reprobate mind means one that is totally debauched, one that is totally deceived, one that is a wicked heart, a wicked mind. Ladies and gentlemen, yet we have churches in all denominations today that have opened the pulpits for the sodomite pastors, opened the churches for sodomite members, opened the churches for those in the sodomite lifestyle that are leadership. And this puts it into position in the state of Virginia as we speak, ladies and gentlemen, that it makes that more important and more legal, if I can use that term, than the rights of a church of the Lord Jesus Christ to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ from the pulpits today. We're in danger, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the tectonic changes, the 10 changes that I believe were indelible and irreversible. The government controlling the churches, the cancellation of our Second Amendment right, the open applauding and approval and embracing of the sodomite lifestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, also, we're finding the thing that's taking place under the guise of this pandemic, the emptying of our prisons, the emptying of our prisons. While the churches were closed and Christians hiding in the closet or under the bed, thousands of felons were released from prison, some of which committed crimes, even murder, the very next day. Yet pastors were handcuffed, pastors were charged, pastors were charged with crimes. And today across America, there's about four dozen constitutional suits against the tyrants and the mayors and the governors as a result of what they have done unconstitutionally and illegally. We will find, ladies and gentlemen, before the history books close on what has taken place in 2020 with the so-called pandemic, we will find, according to the actual factual record, before the history books close on the subject, that this was ginned up, manufactured, and I can go back to you and show you document after document after document, where it was designed to take this crisis and use it to stand up a shadow government that they've been wanting to do now for years. Bill Gates is behind the scenes, George Soros behind the scenes, and yet Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and all of the left, as we call it, they've been behind the scenes waiting for and watching for a very serious crisis that they could do these dastardly deeds without being called on it. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, not only are we finding the things that are taking place today that's changing America for indelibly for good, government control of the churches, cancellation of the Second Amendment rights, open approval and embracing of the sodomite lifestyle, the emptying of our prisons across America. But ladies and gentlemen, Big Brother watching, Big Brother watching. Perhaps you've heard me talk about it on this broadcast day after day. Government now using drones to spy on all Americans. Ladies and gentlemen, any other time in history, the ones that supposedly want to watch out for our rights and remedies and our freedoms under the Constitution, the Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, which they're rank, wretched, rotten, biased in whatever they do. They're against Christianity. They're against the church, and they're not going to say anything. They've not said one living thing, not a peep, not a squeak, not a word about governments across America using drones now to spy on American citizens. Here's an article that says, drones from China, a China company causing spying concerns, according to experts' claims. Drones being used around the country to enforce the coronavirus lockdowns were donated by a company with ties to Chinese government, raising concerns that the nation may be blamed for allowing the virus because a pandemic has sneaked a powerful espionage tool into the skies above its economic rival. Ladies and gentlemen, what we have today, what we're watching today, is the fact that we have Big Brother watching all Americans. And we have drones flying over, ladies and gentlemen. These drones are sophisticated. These drones are not just your little backyard drones being used by mom and pop or sons and daughters to fly around the backyard. These are drones that some of them are upward of $47,000 of what I've read. They have an iris that's able to watch you and watch human beings in America to check your body temperature to determine, and of course the check is in the range between 99 and 105 degrees. Anything in that range, it reads it out. Allows the police officers to order by a microphone on that drone for you to cease and desist while you wait for them to come and handcuff you, arrest you, and take you down for you to be tested to see if you have the coronavirus. It's under that pretense, ladies and gentlemen, that it's all for your good and my good for the coronavirus to cease the spread so that somehow, some way we can be protected by the government. It was Ronald Reagan that said, be very, very careful when the government says, we're here to help you. That is simply not what's being done today. Ladies and gentlemen, I have about 20 or 30 articles on the fact of these drones and what's taking place and how they're being used. We're being watched by Big Brother. That's one of the things, ladies and gentlemen, when the coronavirus is over, when the pandemic has been considered to cease, they're not going to put those drones back in the box. They're not going to put them back in the package and ship them back to China. They're not going to park them in a closet. They will continue to use them under the guise that citizens said nothing. It was okay during the pandemic. Therefore, it would be viewed as being okay. It is destroying our liberties. In fact, our Attorney General, William Barr, has already said he's looking into the use of the drones as to the viability and to the legality and the constitutionality of it. And it's my prayer, my desire, to see them cease and desist on that basis. Ladies and gentlemen, the government's now paying workers more to stay at home. We're watching now the sixth thing is the social government being set up, the socialistic system. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, do you realize that if you were making $300 a week before you were laid off by your boss, by your company, based on what's being paid now in the stimulus money, you can get $24.07 an hour. The average worker will be doing $600 a week and not his $200, $300, $400 a week. So why would a person want to go back to work if he can sit at home, lounge on the couch all day and nibble on his chips and watch the paycheck come in of $600 a week? That's exactly what we see taking place, ladies and gentlemen, today. In fact, this article says Americans should refuse to return to work, says AOC. When we talk about the idea of reopening society, you know, only in America does the president, when the president tweets about liberation, does he mean go back to work? Quote, when we have this discussion about going back to work or reopening, I think a lot of people should just say no. We're not going back to work, she says. We're not going back to work 70 hours a week just to put food on the table. We want our income and we want it without working. She goes on to talk about a socialistic system of paying everyone just to sit at home. Ladies and gentlemen, the governmental agencies, the mayors and the governors are saying that we all must be tested. That's the seventh thing. It's universal testing they're talking about. With that testing, then if we are immune, we get an immune certificate so that we can then go back to work. We can then go into a shop or store and buy and sell. Ladies and gentlemen, that is jumping off the pages of Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 18, where there's coming a day after the rapture of the church when every human being will have a vaccination, will have a mark that will allow you to be immune so that you can buy, sell, open your business, and to have a home to live in and a car to drive. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.